when you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. USA.
You've got to be taught to hate and fear. You've got to be taught from year to year. Why, it's got to be drummed in your dear little ear. You've got to be carefully taught. You've got to be taught to be afraid of people whose eyes are oddly made, and people whose skin is a different shade. You've got to be carefully taught. You've got to be taught before it's too late, before you are 6 or 7 or 8, to hate all the people your relatives hate. Why, you've got to be carefully taught. You've got to be carefully taught.
If you follow musical theater, you'll recognize that important song from Rodgers and Hammerstein's South Pacific in 1949. But it was not until 1963 that a black artist recorded that song. That was Sammy Davis Jr. And that matters because black lives matter. And we're going to look at black lives and black voices on today's show for the next hour. Hello, this is Larry Mazlon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 FM WLIW and WLIW.org/radio, Long Island's only NPR station. While the events of the last week or so have rocked and revolutionized American society, for the best, we hope, ultimately, in the middle of these tragedies, but I thought it would be a good time to go back and look at the black voices and the black lives that mattered on Broadway, that changed Broadway, pioneers both in performance and in shows and in songs that tried to move the dial of racism in America. And we're talking a history that's 110 years old, at least today, and obviously there's a lot to change and move forward. But let us go back to 1910. Burt Williams is a major performer. He was the black star of the Ziegfeld Follies, and in many ways he had what we would now call an ally in Florenz Ziegfeld, who stuck by Williams when many people couldn't imagine a black headliner on Broadway, certainly not in the most popular show, which would have been year to year, you know, from 1904 on, the Ziegfeld Follies. Here is a number that Williams wrote. He recorded many times. It was his signature number. We played Williams performing it, I think, a couple of weeks ago on our Chicago episode. But let's hear Pearl Bailey sing it. Pearl Bailey was another incredible ally in the struggle for equality on Broadway. She played in many shows, but as way back as 1946, when she was in St. Louis Woman, she really spoke up for the way black casts and black performers were treated by white directors and white producers. So here is Pearlie Mae herself, always wonderful to listen to, singing Burt Williams' Nobody. Thank you.
When life seems full of clouds and rain, and I am filled with naught but pain, who soothes my bumping brain? You just guess right. Nobody. When winter comes with snow and sleet, and me with hunger and cold feet, who says Pearly May here's 2 bits gone out and eat? You can bet your life it's nobody. I ain't never done nothing to nobody. I ain't never got nothing from nobody in no time. From somebody sometime, I don't intend to do nothing for nobody, no time. I've been sitting here thinking, you know, I ain't never done nothing. To nobody. Makes me feel good too. But you know something else? I ain't never got nothing from nobody. Nobody. At no time. But until I get something from somebody sometime, I don't intend to do nothing for nobody. You're telling me, honey, no time.
One of the most important songs for black performers over the years has been Old Man River, Kern and Hammerstein's amazing song from Showboat. It was written originally for Paul Robeson, who was actually even a character in the show in one of the original drafts. Robeson never performed it on Broadway in its 1927 production. He did in London in 1928 and wound up recording it for the rest of his life. Hammerstein said, perhaps there's an implied protest in the song. And when Robeson did it in concert and performance, the protest was not implied. He often changed the lyrics to suit his vision of a better America and to represent the black characters with more integrity, perhaps, than are present in the show itself. Here's a wonderful album I grew up with called Songs of Free Men. I think it was recorded in the late 40s, and if there was ever a freedom fighter, it was Paul Robeson. So you'll hear how he changes the lyrics and still sings it so movingly and importantly.
An old man called the Mississippi, that's the old man I don't like to be. What does he care if the world's got troubles? What does he care if the land ain't free?
Mm-hmm. us know something, but don't say nothing. He just keeps rolling, he keeps on rolling along. He don't plant taters, he don't plant cotton, and them that plants them is soon forgotten. But old man River, he just keeps rolling along. You and me, we sweat and strain, body all aching and racked with pain. Tote that barge, lift that bale, get a little drunk, and you land in jail. But I keeps laughing instead of crying. I must keep fighting until I'm dying, and old man River, he just keeps rolling along.
Another great performer who was a pioneer was Ethel Waters. And Ethel Waters was an incredibly moving and powerful singer, and funny too. And she came downtown from a lot of work up in Harlem at the Cotton Club, and was put in a review with other stars. In this case, she was the only black performer, or a couple of black performers, with some white stars in Irving Berlin's As Thousands Cheer in 1933, and Berlin wrote this song for her, which sometimes gets sung as a generic torch song, but it was anything but generic. It was sung in front of a slide or a projection of a black man being lynched, and the title was "A Southern Negro Lynched by Unknown Mob." And that's the context for this number. And every night, Ethel Waters got out and sang it, and she said, "I wanted to teach my well-heeled, comfortable white audience something about the tragic history of my people." This is the only known recording I have, or have ever heard of Ethel Waters singing Supper Time, which was an important moment in American musical theater history, proclaiming that black lives matter.
How because it's supper time. Somehow I ain't able, 'cause that man of mine ain't coming home no more.
And we'll
That was Abby Lincoln. I don't think we've ever played Abby Lincoln on our show before. Great jazz singer, singing Kurt Weill and Maxwell Anderson's Lost in the Stars, a musical in the late 40s, set in South Africa, but still about racism and apartheid, and quite a moving, moving score. Kurt Weill, along with Harold Arlen and Yip Harburg, and to a certain degree Johnny Mercer, were among the selected group of white composers and lyricists who took on stories with black characters and black themes, which I think should be championed. They recognized that their stories had to be more inclusive. And there were a lot of interesting musicals that featured African-American characters and themes in the 1940s. Important to recognize that. As we get through the 50s and 60s, there are very, very few shows that have black characters or black themes or asserted that black lives matter. Rodgers and Hammerstein really didn't have a single black character. Frank Lesser, no. Lerner and Lowe, no. Later on, Sondheim, no. But Strauss and Adams wrote an amazing show, one of my favorites, called Golden Boy, which is about the civil rights struggle in the early 1960s. And they wrote it for Sammy Davis, who was one of the bravest and most political in his way, and of course talented performers on the Broadway stage. And he's singing about a young guy, this character, who is marginalized by society and is trying to figure out his place and finding a place to put his rage. He talks about that. He sings about that in this number. Here is a demo recording. So the show hadn't even gone into rehearsal. And Sammy Davis explains it. I think it's a tremendous version of Night Song from Golden Boy, one of the most important shows, I think, in Broadway history.
Joe, having had the argument with his father, after the discovery of the family knowing now that he's decided to give up the piano and music, and serious music at that, goes to the only place where he feels that he belongs. The roof of the tenement, which is his own special word and his own special world. And Joe sings, "Summer, not a bit of breeze. Neon signs are shining through the tired trees. Lovers walking to and fro. Everyone has someone and a place to go. Listen, hear the cars go past. They don't even see me flying by so fast. Moving, going, thing I know is I'm not going there. Where do you go when you feel that your brain is on fire? Where do you go when you don't even know what it is you desire? Listen, laughter everywhere. Hear it. Life is in the air. As the night comes and the town awakes, sound of children calling and the squeal of brains.
but a lonely song. When you can't help wondering, where do I belong? Another Joe, downtown, where you gonna go? Always looking for a place to be. Where's that happy ending? Is going by, and I sit and wonder who the hell am I?
Musicals about black identity and about black characters written by black songwriters started to trickle into Broadway, The Great White Way, in the early 70s. And there were pioneers like Vinette Carroll and Melvin Van Peebles and Mickey Grant. But the one that knocked it out of the ballpark was 1975's The Wiz, which had a mostly black creative team, an all-black cast, a black producer, and a great score by Charlie Smalls, who sadly passed away a few years afterwards. Here is Lena Horne, again, an amazingly impressive, progressive pioneer of black identity on Broadway. She's singing it from the film version. The film's director was Sidney Lumet, her son-in-law, but it's an important song and a beautiful song about believing in yourself, which had such a significant meaning to the black community in the mid-1970s.
If you believe within your heart, you know that no one can change the path that you must go. What you feel and know you're right, because the time will come around when you'll say it's yours. Believe that you can go home. Believe you can feel the air. Yes, click your heels 3 times. If you believe, oh, then you'll be there. That's why I want you to believe in yourself.
That was the astonishing cast of 1978's Ain't Misbehavin', singing a song that Fats Waller wrote as far back as 1929. Still has great meaning and evocative, powerful thoughts in 2020. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and we are looking today at Black Lives Matter, the black voices and the black performers and the black material that tried to change the Great White Way. I mentioned earlier that in the 70s, there was a generation of black songwriters and black producers and artists who were significant in the first half of that decade. And that goes through the 1980s. Mickey Grant wrote and the music for and the songs for Don't Bother Me, I Can't Cope, which I can't really find a recording for in these strained coronavirus times. But she contributed to Working, a fascinating review, really, based on Studs Terkel's novel, put together by Stephen Schwartz. Here's a song called Cleaning Woman that tries to give voice to the unheard, beautifully performed by Lynn Thigpen.
Somebody down there to pray, but no more.
Justice was denied. Make them hear you. Make them hear you. And say to those who blame us for the way we chose to fight, that sometimes there are battles which are more than black or white. And I could not put down my sword when justice was my right. Make them hear you. Make them hear you. My path may lead to heaven or hell, and God will say what's best. But one thing he will never say is that I went quietly to my rest. Go out and tell our story to your daughters and your sons. Make them hear you. Make them hear you. And tell them in our struggle we were not the only ones. Make them hear you. Make them hear you. Proclaim it from your pulpit, in your classroom, with your pen. Teach every child to raise his voice, and then, my brothers, then will justice be demanded by 10 million righteous men. Make them hear you. When they hear you, I'll be near you. Oh.
Brian Stokes Mitchell as the visionary activist Coalhouse Walker in Ragtime. I think that's from the pre-Broadway recording from Toronto, which I happen to prefer. Well, we're getting into the 21st century, looking at Black Lives Matter and Black voices on Broadway. I think people of color have no better advocate or better ally than Lin-Manuel Miranda. But it's important to remember in this show not only how many African American performers were in it, but the roles they played and how it forced audiences to reconsider their ideas of American history. And I think perhaps no more so than Christopher Jackson, wonderful performer, playing George Washington, the father of our country, a black singer, black actor playing the father of our country, a major revolutionary moment that suggested how much Black Lives Matter, and a song whose meaning and message couldn't be more pertinent today.
I was younger than you are now when I was given my first command. I led my men straight into a massacre. I witnessed their deaths firsthand. I made every mistake and felt the shame rise in me. And even now I lie awake, knowing history has its eyes on me. History has its eyes. Tell you what I wish I'd known when I was young and dreamed of glory. You have no control.
Who lives, who dies, who tells your story?
I know that we can win. I know that greatness lies in you. But remember from here on in,
history has its eyes on.
On days his blackness feels like another hurdle that won't get out of his way. His inner white girl starts kicking like a baby. She wants to come out and play. She doesn't care if she ruffles any feathers. In fact, that is her MO. Where he's the king of avoiding confrontation, there's not a bomb she won't throw. Because white girls can do anything, can't they? Black boys must always obey their mothers. White girls can do anything, can't they? Can't they? Can't they? Can't they? Some days he feels like his blackness is a treasure that's under constant attack. His inner white girl protects it from marauders. She always takes up the slack. She lets him feel like a human supernova, like he could conquer the earth. Like he's the heir to the power and oppression her kind of wielded since birth. Because white girls can do anything, can't they? Black boys must always obey their mothers. White girls can do anything, can't they? Can't they? Can't they? Can't they? They get to be cool, tall, vulnerable, and luscious. They get to be wild and unwise. They get to be shy and introspective. They get to make noise. They get to mesmerize. Boys don't get to be cool, tall, vulnerable, and luscious. Don't get to be wild and unwise. Don't get to be shy and introspective. Don't get to make noise. Don't get to fantasize. His blackness doesn't look blue in any moonlight, which makes him harder to see. That's why he clings to his silly inner white girl, the same one clinging to me. We wanna be free, we wanna belong, we want either love or validation, but neither come easily, so her silent song keeps us in total subjugation. Boys must always obey.
That song was from A Strange Loop, the 2020 winner of the Pulitzer Prize for Drama, Michael R. Jackson's musical about black identity. and the 21st century, and that makes Michael the first African-American to win a Pulitzer Prize for drama for writing a musical. So in 2020, the needle starts to move a little bit more at a time when that's so necessary. I hope listeners took today's show in the spirit in which it was intended. It's an important time to recognize the Black contribution to the Great White Way and to acknowledge that we've come far in many ways, but not far enough. This is a song, I had to really choose what I was going to play at the end. There's some wonderful music from Golden Boy and other shows. This is a song that is one of the great songs ever written by an American in terms of its narrative and its passion, as far as I'm concerned. We often play on Broadway to Main Street rarities or songs that didn't make it or were cut out of town. This is a song, this is a show tune, as the composer and performer says, a show tune for a show that hasn't been written yet. She'll explain that better. It's Nina Simone, a 1964 song called Mississippi Goddamn, and the rage and the expression in it are amazing, beautifully done, even with a little bit of irony and humor. And unfortunately, this song is over 50 years old and not enough has changed. So this is Larry Mazlon wishing everyone to be safe and sane and to affirm again that Black lives matter. And one of the best people to tell us that is the amazing Nina Simone. And I hope someday soon someone does write the show for this kind of message. Thank you.
The name of this tune is Mississippi Goddamn. And I mean every word of it. Alabama's got me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest. And everybody knows about me. So upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest. And everybody knows about Mississippi. Goddamn. Can't you see it? Can't you feel it? It's all in the air. I can't stand the pressure much longer. Somebody say a prayer. Alabama's gotten me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest. And everybody knows about Mississippi. Goddamn. This is a show tune, but the show hasn't been written for it yet. Hound dogs on my trail. School children sitting in jail. Black cat cross my path. I think every day's gonna be my last. Lord have mercy on this land of mine. We all gonna get it in due time. I don't belong here, I don't belong there. I've even stopped believing in prayer. Don't tell me, I'll tell you. Me and my people just about do. I've been there, so I know. Keep on saying, go slow. But that's just the trouble. Washing the windows. Picking the cotton. You're just plain rotten. You thought I was kidding, didn't you? Picket lines, school boycotts. They try to say it's a communist plot. All I want is equality for my sister, my brother, my people, and me. Yes, you lied to me all these years. You told me to wash and clean my ears and talk real fine just like a lady, and you'd stop calling me Sister Sadie. Oh, but this whole country is full of lies. You all gonna die and die like flies. I don't trust you anymore. You keep on saying, go slow. Go slow. Well, that's just the trouble. Desegregation. Mass participation. Unification.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.